Turn to picture 9.
Hey, do you know what this picture is all about?
Well, listen carefully as I tell you. The Bible tells us about a man called Lazarus, and he was very, very sick. Now, boys and girls, this is a different Lazarus than the one we learnt about in another picture. Now, this Lazarus had two sisters. One was called Mary, and the other sister was called Martha, and they were good friends of Jesus. When Lazarus was sick, the sisters sent a message to Jesus to come because Lazarus was very sick. But do you know what? Jesus did not go to see Lazarus right away. In fact, he waited a few days. Then he said to the disciples, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep. Let us go and wake him up." But the disciples said, "If he is sleeping, we should let him sleep and rest. He will get better quicker." The disciples did not know that Jesus was meaning that Lazarus was dead. When they came to the town of Bethany, this is where Lazarus lived, many people were there trying to comfort Martha and Mary. And when Martha heard that Jesus had arrived, she ran to greet him. She said, "Oh, Master, if you had been here before, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask for." Then Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever believes in me will never die." Then Jesus went to the place where Lazarus was buried, and he told the people to remove the big stone that was in front of the tomb. You know, boys and girls, the Jewish people in Jesus' time buried the dead bodies in a different way than we do. We bury bodies in the ground, but in Jesus' time, they buried them in a cave and put a big stone in front of the cave. And when Jesus came to the tomb, he said in a loud voice, "Lazarus, Lazarus, come out." And do you know what happened? Can you see in the picture? Yes, the dead man came out still wrapped in the burial clothes. And Jesus told them to take the clothes off and let him go free. How many of you boys and girls have gone to a funeral and seen them bury the dead body? Have any of you seen that? Well, if you have, you will know how Mary and Martha were feeling. They were sad because their brother was dead. He was gone. Boys and girls, do you know that many people fear to die? But you know, we do not have to be afraid. If we have Jesus in our hearts, then when we die, we will go to live with Jesus forever. Yes, forever. I know it is hard to think about life that has no end, but that is what forever means. It means there will be no end. Isn't that wonderful, boys and girls? Well, it is wonderful only if we are going to spend eternity in heaven. If we do not have Jesus in our hearts, we will spend eternity in hell, and that is terrible. I do not want to go to hell, even for one day. But you know, if I go to hell, it will not be for only one day. It will be forever and ever and ever. So, boys and girls, make sure that you have Jesus in your heart. This is the end of picture 9.